We gather together this morning to praise our God and thank Him for this day. Please stand as you are able and join in the call to worship. Our God is the power of liberation, calling His servant Moses to lead the people into freedom. God gave him the wisdom to proclaim our holy law. In worshiping this God, we are saying He is our Passover from the land of injustice and is the light that leads us to the perfect rule of love, that we may be citizens of God's unfettered reign. Let us worship God now.
Please join me in singing hymn number 415, Come Labor On.
Confessing our brokenness to God begins with the process of breaking the chains of sin from around our hearts. In forgiveness, God completes this process and heals us to new life. Let us therefore tell God how we are. Lord, though you should guide us, we inform ourselves. Though you should rule us, we control ourselves. Though you should fulfill us, we console ourselves. We think your truth too high, your will too hard, your power too remote, your love too free. But they are not. and without them, we are all people most miserable. We ask now that you heal our confused minds with your word, heal our divided wills with your law, heal our troubled consciences with your love, and heal our anxious hearts with your presence, for the sake of your Son, who loved us and gave himself for us. Anyone who is in Christ is a new creation. The old life has gone. A new life has begun. Know that you are forgiven, and be at peace. Thanks be to God. Friends, our Creator loves us, and through Christ's life, death, and resurrection, has offered us the peace that passes all understanding. Therefore, I can say, may the peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Please acknowledge those around you with a wave and a smile. Hear the words of Scripture. Till I come, give attendance to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. That was Paul to Timothy, and from the Revelation to John. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Almighty God, in you are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Open our eyes that we may see the wonders of your word, and give us grace that we may clearly understand and freely choose the way of your wisdom. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The scripture from the Hebrew section of the Bible, the Hebrew Testaments, is from Exodus chapter 3, verses 1 through 15, found on page 50 in the old section of the Pew Bibles. Listen to the word of God. Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian. He led his flock beyond the wilderness and came to Mount Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of a bush. He looked, and the bush was blazing, yet it was not consumed. Then Moses said, I must turn aside and look at this great sight, and see why the bush is not burned up. When the Lord saw that he had turned aside to see, God called to him out of the bush, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am. Then he said, Come no closer. Remove the sandals from your feet, for the place on which you are standing is holy ground. And he said further, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look at God. Then the Lord said, I have observed the misery of my people who are in Egypt. I have heard their cry on account of their taskmasters. Indeed, I know their sufferings, and I have come down to deliver them from the Egyptians and to bring them up out of the land to a good and spacious land, to a land overflowing with milk and honey, to the country of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. The cry of the Israelites has now come to me. I have also seen how the Egyptians oppress them. Now go, I am sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. But Moses said to God, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt? And he said, I will be with you. And this shall be the sign for you that it is I who sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain. But Moses said to God, If I come to the Israelites and say to them, The God of your ancestors has sent me to you, and they ask me, What is his name? What shall I say to them? God said to Moses, I am who I am. He said further, Thus you shall say to the Israelites, I am has sent me to you. God also said to Moses, Thus you shall say to the Israelites, The Lord, the God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is my title for all the generations. The word of the Lord.
There is no time. Thank you, Mindy and Dorothy. I'm going to be reading from the New Testament in Romans. It's found on page 162. Romans 12, chapters 9 to 21. The title of this section is Marks of the True Christian. Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. Do not lag in zeal. Be ardent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in suffering. Persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Extend hospitality to strangers. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Do not claim to be wiser than you are. Do not repay anyone evil for evil, but take thought for what is noble in the sight of all. If it is possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave room for the wrath of God. For it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," says the Lord. No, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. For by doing this, you will heap burning coals on their heads. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Here ends the reading. Do you remember how you felt when you took a life-changing step in your life? It might have been a new job, moving to a new town, moving to your first apartment, a college dorm, getting married, or leaving your childhood home for whatever reason. As a parent, how did you feel as you helped your child accomplish such a move? I know leaving my daughter at her dorm was gut-wrenching. I have a friend who also took her youngest to college, and she had wonderful support from her older children with a phone call and a text message asking how she was holding up as they were returning home as new empty nesters. She really was bolstered by their concern, caring, and love. Our New Testament passage today was written by Paul before visiting the Roman community of faith. Usually he wrote his letters after visits to faith communities to provide reassurance, encouragement to continue their faith journeys. This particular reading contains 13 things that Christians should use to guide their lives in the world and their faith community. Let's focus on the first part. Paul is providing another framework to support us in interacting with others. The first framework is the Ten Commandments, found in Exodus 20, verses 1 to 17. I learned that these Ten Commandments are the first of over 600 laws given to Moses to guide the people in faith and life in the Old Testament. That's a lot of laws. In the beginning of our reading, Paul says, "Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to good. Love one another with mutual affection." He wants us to join love and good together to guide us in our lives, our attitudes to others, as well as our actions. This is not easy to do in a world that advocates collecting material goods and our hurry-up society. But Paul starts with love. If we practice love, it can push evil away. We don't give it room. We look for the good. Love sets the tone for our life. Love is a team player. Sports would be one example. You have the player focusing on scoring points because that's what most fans remember. But if it weren't for the players providing the assists, he wouldn't score those points, he or she. So that the provision of the assist is more valuable than the actual scoring of the point. And those points aren't scored unless everyone steps up and does their part, everyone working together as a team for success. And the same is true in science and medical research. It takes a team effort. You've heard the saying, you get more flies with honey than with vinegar. Well, I Googled it. Google's interpretation, it's a good idea to be nice to others. You can win over people more easily by being polite and kind. Being mean or unpleasant is like being full of vinegar. You will push more people away by acting sour or bitter. An example of this comes from Ken Blanchard of the Hershey Blanchard management team. They tell senior executives in seminar lectures to praise subordinates as a way of getting the best from them. He told them to maintain a 10-to-1 ratio of praise to criticism. In other words, give 10 praises for each criticism. He told them to look for opportunities to give honest praise so that one could occasionally offer criticism without getting the praise-criticism ratio out of kilter. I know I like compliments and praise when a project I have been working on is successfully completed. When someone says something encouraging, I get more excited. I feel better about things and become more willing to continue to do more. What about you? We should look for the good in people and care about them as individuals. People want to be valued, loved for who they are. They need to hear it and be shown it. Jesus gave us the greatest commandment. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. And a second is like this. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. That's Matthew 22, verses 37 to 40. Can you imagine a world where every person lives according to these two commandments? These two commandments have long been considered a summary of the Ten Commandments and the Law of Moses. They are real and relevant today. One person showed concern and love for another with amazing results. I use a study Bible called the Guidebook. We used it in the last communicant class. I highly recommend a study Bible to get more in-depth information for understanding various passages. This particular Bible has blocks, study it, live it, and connect it on various pages, giving more in-depth information to particular passages. The one I'm going to read to you is one of the connected blocks. Mommy, won't his feet be cold? Hannah Turner was only 4 years old when she was helping serve Thanksgiving dinner to those in need. She saw a man without socks, and in her childlike stubbornness, was determined to do something about it. Well, Mom helped. The next day, she and her mom collected and donated over 100 pairs of socks to shelters around Toledo, Ohio. It was a practical application of the golden rule, do to others as you would have them do to you, which is Luke 6, verse 31. In the process, Hannah and her family learned that socks and undergarments are one of the things needed most and donated least at shelters. So they started Hannah's Socks, and at the time this was written, have now donated over 300,000 pairs of socks to homeless and domestic violence shelters in Ohio, Kentucky, and Michigan. Their mission was that no one should lack the basic necessity of a clean, warm pair of socks. It took the simple eyes of a child to see the need and be willing to give without questioning. Some judge those in a position of need for making poor choices or spending their money on things other than life's necessities. But Hannah simply saw cold feet that needed to be warm. Luke 6:29 tells us that we are to give even our enemies. If they take our coat, we are to give our shirt too, or in this case, socks. So I went out and I checked the website, hannahssocks.org, and I found out that Hannah is one of 8 adopted children. The family regularly participate in volunteer work to give back to the community. This all began in 2004 in Toledo, Ohio, and they currently donate 1 million pairs of socks each year. They do have a corporate partner, a sock company that matches what they collect. This past July, they merged with Susie's Coats to also help provide coats and bring both charities under one umbrella. One person, 4 years old, showed concern and love for another with amazing results. It only takes one to make a difference and has been demonstrated over and over. Will you be the next to start a new charity or contribute to a worthy cause? We can show love for others by noting, donating, or helping with mission work such as Chenoa Scott Stock, our mission partner, the Tri-Giving Envelopes, the Super Bowl Luncheon, the Crop Walk, just to mention a few. And there are others, places in the community beyond what we just do from here. We must never forget to love others. As some of you know, I read Guidepost magazine. A few months ago, Terry Crews, the host of America's Got Talent, and a former NFL player, wrote an article about his journey in life so far. It wasn't all pretty, but as on his path, he discovered, his words, strength in vulnerability. For who was stronger and yet more vulnerable than Jesus? Who loved the poor and weak and defied the Pharisees? Who sacrificed his whole earthly life so that we could live with him in heaven? What requires more vulnerability than to forgive and be forgiven? Remember, love conquers fear. That's the end of his words. Love is a recurrent theme in the Bible. It's mentioned over 300 times, depending on which version you look up, meaning King James or Revised Standard or New English. Well, why? Love has different meanings relating to the situation. Loving a pizza is different from loving another person. The translations from Greek and Hebrew are tough. Greek has at least 4 words for love, depending on the situation. And the interpretation is up to the group or person doing the translating. Paul refers to agape love, unconditional love. It doesn't matter how it is received. Love knows no limits. Love shows honor, affection, kindness, and goodness. This is the love that God has for us. I think Jackie DeShannon, an American singer-songwriter, summed it up in her 1965 song, Put a Little Love in Your Heart, and these are the lyrics. Think of your fellow man, lend him a helping hand, put a little love in your heart. You see, it's getting late. Oh, please don't hesitate. Put a little love in your heart, and the world would be a better place. For you and me, just wait and see. Another day goes by, still the children cry. Put a little love in your heart. If you want the world to know, we won't let hatred grow. Put a little love in your heart, and the world will be a better place for you and me. You just wait and see. Take a good look around, and if you're looking down, put a little love in your heart. I hope when you decide, kindness will be your guide. Put a little love in your heart. and the world will be a better place for you and me. You just wait and see. People, now put a little love in your heart each and every day. Put a little love in your heart. There's no other way. Put a little love in your heart. It's up to you. Put a little love in your heart. Come and put a little love in your heart. You've got to put a little love in your heart. As Christians, we are called to live by a different standard in all parts of life. If we attempt to follow the greatest commandment, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself, we are giving it our best shot, and the world will be a better place.
Please stand as you are able and affirm your faith using the Apostles' Creed found on the pew cards in front of you. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost,
born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead.
He ascended into heaven and stood upon the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Please join me in singing hymn number 376, Love Divine, All Loves Excelling.
Thank you.
Let us turn our thoughts to prayer. Almighty God, your voice burns within the depths of our being and draws us into your presence and service. You invite us to hold the needs of our sisters and brothers as dear to us as our own needs. Loving our neighbors as ourselves, we offer our thanksgivings and our petitions on behalf of the Church Universal. Be with the communities enduring flames of wildfires, floods, hurricanes, storm surges, and other wraths of nature. Keep them strong as they struggle to regroup and rebuild. Let them find strength in your teachings. Guide us in ways to help as an expression of brotherly and Christian love. We pray for strength and your will for members and friends of our congregations facing medical and family challenges. Be with them and keep them strong in their faith. Hear their cries and give them comfort. Be with those in our community and our friends and our family as they travel. Keep them safe and give them comfort and help as they travel this holiday weekend and bring them back safely to us. Be with Reverend Deb as she begins her journey home, and we hope to welcome her. We praise your abiding guidance, O God, for you sent your Son Jesus, our teacher and Messiah, to model for us the way of love for the whole universe. Now we pray the prayer he gave his disciples when they asked him to teach them how to pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Please stand and join me in singing Onward Christian Soldiers, which is the insert that you were handed when you came in.
merciful in action, kindly in heart, humble in mind, being always ready to forgive as freely as God has forgiven you. And above everything else, be loving and never forget to be thankful for what Christ has done for you. Amen.
I am singing number 537 again for one last time, if you would like to sing with me.